I always say, be the man with a plan. But with less energy, moodiness, and a low sex drive, I had to do something. I saw my doctor.
More men are doing something. They're reaching for products advertised in commercials like that one to treat low T, as in testosterone, brought on by getting older. But the Food and Drug Administration only improved the drugs for men with medical conditions, and they're now warning drug makers to warn patients just getting older about the possible increased risk of heart attack and stroke. Anna Edney reports on the FDA for Bloomberg News and joins us from Washington. And Anna, just in case people haven't seen these ads of these manly men spraying their underarms and so forth, what are these drugs? How are they taken?
Well, there are a couple ways you can do it, and there's some injections. There's also some patches. The most popular right now are gels that you would rub on your shoulders or your upper arms, maybe your stomach. You want them, you know, somewhere where not everyone could end up touching it later.
Well sure. They always have these ominous ads, warnings in the ads, rather, saying, don't let this touch anyone. And you always think, well, what if you hug somebody, you know? But what about the warnings from the FDA about the link between these products and health risks?
Right. The FDA is saying now that they would like the companies to put some warnings on the labels of these drugs that let people know there's a potential risk for heart attack and stroke associated with them. These come from some studies that have been done that, you know, show that there is an increased risk. So the FDA wants people to know that that's a possibility when you take these. So weigh the risk, weigh the benefit, see what's best for you.
Well, as we said, the FDA does approve these treatments for men who do have medical issues. Is there a difference in risk for those men and the people simply taking the drugs to boost testosterone because they feel they're getting older?
Well, the issue with the men who are taking it just because they feel they're losing testosterone levels as they get older is that it hasn't been proven to work in them. So there's not enough evidence to give them an approval. So if you're going to have a potential heart attack for something that might not even work, the benefit doesn't seem to outweigh the risk.
Whereas if you know you have a medical condition that's been diagnosed by a doctor, this might be worth the risk. But who are some of the biggest makers of these drugs and how are they responding?
Well, AbbVie is certainly the biggest. They make Androgel, and that had almost $1 billion in sales last year, and it's, you know, by far the most popular. There are some other ones. Lilly makes one called, or Eli Lilly makes one called Axiron, and, you know, that was a portion of the sales compared to Androgel. It wasn't very high, but they haven't said a whole lot. They've said, you know, we're working with the FDA, we'll cooperate with them, and, you know, that's been about it. There's also some lawsuits out there against these companies for not, you know, disclosing what they feel, the plaintiffs feel, should have been some risks. So they're not going to say a whole lot.
Yeah. What about the ads? Is the FDA asking, just the few seconds we have, that they change those ads? I mean, I could see just even a 20-year-old looking at it and thinking, oh, this is for muscle building or something.
Right. The FDA didn't mention anything about the ads in their the safety communication they put out yesterday, but they have made note that these ads are what is causing more and more people to use these drugs.
Yeah. Anna Edney reports on the FDA for Bloomberg News, and we'll follow this story. Anna, thank you.
Thank you.